You know the song about the old ball game, Peanuts and Cracker Jack? There's some suggestion that attendees never want to get back, but no one's supposed to take that literally. And yet this summer, two separate events could have prevented return trips home for an unlucky boy and what police say was an ill-mannered man. The boy got hit in the head with a foul ball at Wrigley Field. The man allegedly spit sunflower seeds at an umpire at a kid's baseball game outside Chicago. The events themselves are different, of course. One involved an unintentional physical injury, and the second, police say, may have involved an intentional but probably mostly psychic injury. And because of their differences, they help illustrate some interesting points about the law of battery. Sometimes a sunflower seed packs more of a punch than a baseball. Battery, to put it simply, is an intentional unwanted touch. A left hook, for example, planted in a place other than a boxing ring. It's a wrong found in both tort law and criminal law. That means that one act of battery can potentially lead to two separate court actions, one filed by the person injured and one filed on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois through the local state's attorney. In tort law, the defendant can be forced to pay damages to the plaintiff. In criminal law, of course, the defendant can be forced to pay a fine or even go to prison. You probably heard about the ball that beamed the boy in Chicago this summer at Wrigley Field. The boy could sue, arguing that the batter committed battery or some other tort that led to his injury, but the boy probably wouldn't win. Sure, it's an unwanted touching, but it wasn't intentional. And if he sued for accidental injury, another barrier would be waiting. Courts have routinely held that those who attend baseball games should know that there's a danger of a foul ball lurking behind every swing of the bat. It's the old assumption of the risk problem. Even young Americans are charged with knowing the full dangers of the national pastime. The criminal law would be similarly uninterested. In Illinois, criminal battery is intentional physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature with an individual. If a ball player intentionally hit the ball toward a heckler, say, there might be a case, but not when a foul ball goes astray. This also explains why the man outside Chicago, who allegedly spit sunflower seeds at an umpire, faces battery charges. If the sunflower spitting story is true, that could well be a battery, even though whatever allegedly hit the umpire had a lot less heft than the baseball that hit the boy. Police say one charge is the even more serious aggravated battery. And remember the overlap between criminal law and tort law? If things happened as news reports claim, and assuming the sunflower seeds found their mark, the umpire could sue the spitter for tortious battery. An umpire might assume the risk of a foul ball, sure, but not foul behavior involving sunflower seeds. Under the law, then, an arcing sunflower seed can lead to more liability than a bat-propelled baseball. And with aggravated battery being a felony, in the old ball game, sometimes it's the peanuts and Cracker Jack that could mean you never get back. I'm Amy Guida.